Morning breaks in Darkush, one of the most picturesque towns we've visited. It's located northwest of Idlib, along the Syrian-Turkish border, and straddling the Orontes or Al-Asi River. It's nestled amidst beautiful mountains and has seen the likes of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, and Sultan Baybars pass through it.
They say, do you know about Syria? The Prophet called it Asham, the place that is blessed. They said, if you want to see a part of Jannah, it is here in Syria. And as I walked to the plantation, what plantation was it? Pomegranates. What is the fruit of Jannah? Pomegranates. And as we walked further in, with smiling faces, they said, do you know who liberated Darkush? They said, Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu, send Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. They said, do you know Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah? He is the Ashram Mubasharah, one of the 10 promised paradise in this world. And he came to liberate us. We are proud of our history.
We are told that Darkush is a popular spot for swimming in summer. Since the start of the Syrian revolution, its population has grown considerably, hosting displaced Syrians and those who have resettled here from other parts of the country. All over Idlib, residents refer to it as Medina, and to themselves as the Ansar, having welcomed migrant Syrians, as well as others who came to assist Syrians, who they refer to as Muhajirin. It is a most unlikely location for this to occur, but mention of South Africa features prominently in the daily life of residents of Darkush. This is largely due to the presence of the Ar-Rahma Hospital, founded here by the South African NGO Gift of the Givers and Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman to respond to medical needs in the early days of the revolution.
We went in Darkush. When I went in October, I found the building. Or rather say, Allah showed me the building. Dr. Ahmed Gandur went with me. I said, yes, this is the one. We will convert this building into a hospital. In December, I went back. And they said, we had to start. In 75 days, bombing, raining, no fuel, high fuel price, fuel shortage, no production, no economy, nothing happening. Bringing everything from Turkey. In 75 days, that building got converted into a fully-fledged hospital with two theaters, fully equipped. ICU, labor ward, pharmacy, laboratory, wards, casualty, outpatient generator, kitchen, storeroom, special extra stores, and cooking area and washing area. All that in 75 days with all the supplies, fully equipped. Do it in any first world country. You cannot do that. This is a war zone with all the difficulty and transport hardship. Yes, we gave the money, but Allah, by His grace, made them do that.
Outside this bustling site which we visit today are massive Syrian and Palestinian flags. The site is alive with activity around the clock. As its name suggests, it is intended to be a haven of mercy. And one finds the ayah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, featuring prominently. Our host is the hospital's manager, Dr. Ahmed Ghandour.
Brother Dr. Yaqub, rahmatullah alayhi, with Dr. Imtiaz, they established and built the first instance of hospital, Ar-Rahma Hospital. And they say, we will call this hospital Ar-Rahma, mercy, Ar-Rahma, rahmatan lil'alameen. As love of to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Gift of the Givers established the Ar-Rahma Medical Complex in 2012. In the early days of the revolution, it was witness to very traumatic sights and injuries of war.
Thursday night, 18th of April, I'm standing in the hospital. My son and I are the only two in the hospital. It's 11 o'clock at night. Patient comes to me. She says, my son, this is now in Arabic, I'm just telling you in English. My son, I said, I'm going to give you a present just now. On Thursday night and Friday Juma, he sends the best presents. Not even half an hour later, four missiles came, boom, into the mountain outside the hospital. and all smell of those missiles you would get, strong smell of fumes. Now I want to understand, if this is a conventional war, what do you fight in a war? You shoot a tank, you shoot a plane, you shoot heavy artillery, you shoot missile batteries, you shoot frontline soldiers. There is nothing in their bush. There are no frontline soldiers, no tanks, no planes, no missiles, no heavy artillery, because these guys got no weapons. There's hospitals, there's mosques, there's madrasas, there's people. Why is it bombing, consistently bombing a city that's got no military value?
However, with time, it has evolved to deal with all kinds of medical conditions and has shown tremendous growth. The complex provides emergency and ambulance, pharmacy, laboratory, radiology, intensive care, incubator surgical theatre services, as well as providing for cardiac, gastrointestinal, pulmonary, urology, ENT, gynecological, dental, pediatric, and kidney dialysis activities. It also has in place a blood bank, physiotherapy, psychological support, and other departments. From humble beginnings in a single site, the Ar-Rahma complex now has several buildings, some of which are located in other areas of Darqush.
After we started to establish the hospital in the end and beginning of 2013, and the hospital started from one building, then extended in 2014, 2015, 2016, every year, grow up, then to tell. How the hospital, why the hospital grow up? Because the needs of the people increase. And at the beginning, the people we are interested to treat the trauma cases, but after the areas liberated, not just only you need to get surgical and the trauma surfaces, also you need to the gynae, you need to the delivery, normal birth to children, dialysis, cardiac cases, intermittent cases, all them that's the need.
The South African flag flies prominently at the Ar-Rahma warehouse in Darqush. And inside the hospital, we find a theater that is supported by the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa.
Now we are in the one of theaters in operation, which is supported by medical machines and provided by Jamiat Ulama al-Muslimin in South Africa, jazahumullahu anna kul khair. This child had stones in his kidney, and alhamdulillah, we did it operation for him.
The sense of gratitude to South Africa here is great. Inside an admissions ward, a patient praises the quality of service at the hospital. Dr. Ghandour fondly pays tribute to Dr. Imtiaz and the now late Dr. Yaqub Ishaq, who also headed the IMA.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I would like to send my salam to his family. Nas'alullah Azza wa Jal أن يجعل مسكنه في الفردوس الأعلى وأن يتقبل عمله هو والدكتور امتياز وكل أهلنا في جنوب أفريقيا لهذا العمل العظيم. For this great job.
Dr. Ghandour recounts some unique cases the Ar-Rahma Hospital has had to deal with, including a young boy who fell into a well and a bus filled with school children that fell from a steep cliff into the Orontes River. As an ambulance pulls into the complex, we get the opportunity to engage with Bilal Haj Ahmed, a paramedic with the White Helmets or the Syrian Civil Defense. Formed in 2014 during the war, the majority of the volunteers' activity in Syria consisted of medical evacuation, urban search and rescue in response to bombing, evacuation of civilians from danger areas, and essential service delivery. Over 300 of its members had been killed by the regime while performing their duties. Bilal speaks of the trauma of his job, the agony of having seen their headquarters bombed by the regime, and how a fellow paramedic lost his arm in the bombing before his eyes. Inspiringly, though, his colleague returned to work with his one hand and continues to serve as an ambulance driver. How did Bilal manage to pull through being at the forefront of witnessing the worst of crimes and bombardments of war, we ask. I consider myself too in the path of Allah, he answers, and I do my work fully hopeful of divine reward. Amidst the Syrian cold, there are still many displaced persons and their children who are contracting winter-related diseases currently. Fortunately for those in the area, there is always this hub of mercy and South African philanthropy they can turn to for warmth.
This was a horrific center before the revelation. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and bifadl min Allah Azza wa Jal, and South African people, Dr. Imtiaz, Dr. Yaqub, this place convert into a Rahmah Mercy Center. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's our message. In all Ar-Rahma complex, in all the buildings, we changed these places from the pain and torture places into Ar-Rahma and happy and comfort and relief centers.